But right now, I wanted to talk about NAIA Tiddlywinks.
Let's do it.
And they're having a big tournament going on this week. And oh, no, no, what's this? Who's coming in the studio?
Yeah, what up?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what up, bro?
It's Chris, the overly handsome sales guy here at the Ticket.
Hey, homos!
Oh, God.
Hey, homoing around.
I don't think you can
you
say that.
Six yet?
Hey, I don't think
Chris,
high five. High five.
Oh, yeah.
We're on the air right now. Yeah. We're doing a show right now.
That's what I thought.
That's what you thought.
Could you give us a few minutes?
That's what I thought, yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys? I figured you guys were in here just wasting time.
Well, yeah, I guess some would think that.
It's basically what your show is, right?
Yeah,
wasting time between moments you can talk to me, you know, when you can catch you in
the sales area.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave Jerry the idea for the kneel down for that anthem.
You did?
Yeah, you know, he like called me up this week and he's all like, "Hey, Chris, man, I hate to bother you, but you know, you are the rightful owner of this team after all." And you know,
Huh?
Yeah, that's what he always says about me. I don't know what that even means. But anyway, he's like, "Man, dude, I got a problem. There's this anthem thing, and the president's now gotten all these players involved, and what do I do?" And I said, "Dude, look, chill."
Oh, okay, chill first.
I have time this weekend, Jerry, I'll call Trump and put an end to this whole thing.
Jeez.
But he's like, "No, Chris, man, I need a solution sooner." So I said, "Look, just kneel down before the anthem." And he was like, "Oh, man, thanks. It's a great idea, man. You got to come down there and you got to lead us." So I went down there and I led them in the kneel.
You were on the field?
Yeah, I was down there on the field.
I didn't see you on there.
Yeah, I was right there between Jerry Jr. and Spalding. They're like, you know, they worship me and everything.
I didn't see you at all.
Yeah. But I don't have too much time for the Cowboys because the Mavs are cranking up their training camp.
That's right.
I have a buddy of mine owns the Mavs, and he's always hiring me to come work out the team, get him in basketball shape.
Mark Cuban?
Oh, y'all know Cubes?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
everybody
yeah, cool.
everybody
yeah.
knows Cuban.
Yeah, Cubes is my little brother.
Your little brother?
Yeah, I mean, he's my little billionaire brother.
What do you mean?
I'm part of a mentoring program, Big Billionaire Brother and Little Billionaire Brothers. I don't know if you've heard about it.
You're a billionaire. Yeah,
you are not a billionaire.
Signed up, wanted me to mentor him, you know.
okay, you know.
You know, it's not that big a commitment, oddly enough. Not that big a time commitment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just get together with him a couple times a month.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, went out to the clubs over the weekend with my buddy Zeke.
Oh, boy.
You guys don't know him, but hey, I think he works for the Cowboys, though, so maybe
Zeke Elliott?
Yeah, that's it. You know Zeke.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, we have a lot
of people in common that we know.
You're intolerable.
Anyway, Zeke and I, man, we were just plowing through the clubs this weekend, banging everything in high heels.
Oh.
Yeah, we went to Push and Cashmere and Crank. Then we went to Crush. I think we went over to Drive afterwards, then Douse. And Crash and Blow and Push. I think we ended up at Push.
That's pretty much all of them.
We ended up at Plush. That's what it was.
Plush.
It was
Plush. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So we had a great time and everything.
Did you?
Yeah, it was great.
Bottle
you guys
service,
free this weekend?
Yeah, I may have a.
You gotta come out. Me and my buddy D Press, man. We're going out this weekend.
Who's D Press?
Dak Prescott? You guys don't know him.
He works
with my buddy Zeke.
Quarterback of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Nobody calls him D-Press.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of short for, you know, Dak Prescott. I can't explain it to you. You know, it's kind of hip stuff.
Yeah.
You guys wouldn't understand
I guess not.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but I got offered a broadcasting job recently, brah.
You did?
I did, by who? It was one of the networks. They offered me some job that Phil Simms used to have, and I was like, you know, dude, I don't know if I have time because I'm usually having sex with supermodels during NFL games. But I got a buddy that I think would be good, and he's between gigs, you know. So I recommended my buddy Tony for the job. I'm not sure if he took it or not, but
Tony Romo.
Oh, good. You know him, too. That's another one. That's another one that we have in common.
Yeah, he took the job.
He did take the job?
Yeah,
oh,
did,
good,
yeah.
man. That's good for Tony, because I knew he was really down on his luck. He was borrowing money from me and stuff.
He's got plenty of money.
Yeah. You guys ought to come out. I have a broadcast school that I'm starting up, the Christmas Broadcast School. Yeah, I get you guys signed up. Yo, I would love for you guys to come out there and, you know, kind of take my course to get you better.
Maybe we'll take you up on that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that you're telling us the truth completely, and I, I don't think you're a billionaire. In fact, I think you might really be struggling because on the way home from
what are you talking about?
From the D&M Open yesterday.
That's not true. Whatever you're saying is not true.
George and I stopped at a Raising Cane's and we saw you cleaning the bathrooms at that Raising Cane's.
They were clean and well lighted and everybody's friendly there.
And you were telling
me. And they offered benefits. Oh, gosh, I've been found out.
Oh, man. Right through the control room window again.
Well, you know what? I don't see any blood, but he's not moving. And I really don't care. I don't think we should call EMS.
See, mouse Jesus.
No, just get up. You're fine.
I don't know that he's fine. Actually, his arm's bent at a weird angle.
Yeah, I think he's just double jointed or something.
I'm back, you EMS. See you two homos later.
I don't think you can say that word anymore.
See ya.
There he goes. Chris from sales.